From Storyflow Daily, Ray Real Estate Brief. A vacant WeWork building doubles in value. Chelsea Piers pre-leases 76,000 San Francisco at Seaport, and title giants lean on AI. Welcome to Storyflow Daily Real Estate. I'm Ray. The number that surprised the desk, 57 East 11th Street. A vacant 11-story Greenwich Village building formerly fully occupied by WeWork, just reappraised at $32.9 million, double its June 2025 mark of $16.4 million, per Commercial Observer. Owner Winter Properties watched a property go from full tenant with implosion risk baked into pricing to vacant and marketable at double. The structural lesson on WeWork-era distress: the bottom on these assets was the dual stress period, vacancy plus tenant bankruptcy fear. With WeWork's bankruptcy resolved and the office bid returning, vacancy alone is no longer the discount factor it was. Worth remodeling any 2023-2024 priced legacy WeWork-occupied building you're tracking. The marquee Seaport lease. Per Commercial Observer, Chelsea Piers Fitness pre-leased a 76,000-square-foot, five-story luxury fitness center at Tavros's planned 250 Water Street mixed-use tower. Anchor retail tenant. The five-story format and the willingness to pre-lease before delivery suggests the developer secured aggressive concessions. For the Seaport District, anchoring a mixed-use tower with fitness instead of luxury retail or food hall is the new playbook. Worth comparing against similar pre-leases at Wynn Hudson Yards and Manhattan West to gauge whether the format scales. In the Brooklyn Industrial Conversion play, Commercial Observer reports the city-owned Brooklyn Army Terminal added 58,000 San Francisco in new leases, including 47,000 San Francisco for audiovisual firm Audible Difference. The NYCEDC-managed campus continues to attract tenants that need ceiling height and power, but can't justify Manhattan rent. The structural read for Bati. It's positioning to be the East Coast analog to Brooklyn Navy Yard for production-adjacent tech and the unit economics work. The refi worth tracking. Per Commercial Observer, UBS provided a $161 million interest-only loan to Vornado and Aurora Capital to refinance 61 9th Avenue, 194,000-square-foot office and retail asset in Chelsea, 143,000 San Francisco of office. Interest-only refis on Chelsea Class A office tell you the rate environment is grudgingly accepting commercial office paper at risk-adjusted but not distressed pricing. Read this as the constructive signal that the office market's bid-ask gap is finally narrowing, and Housing Wire on the title insurance sector. Largest title insurers reported solid Q1 2026. Commercial transaction activity and refinance rebound offsetting still sluggish residential. Execs are pointing to AI and automation as the margin lever. The cycle position for title. Residential weakness is a permanent feature of the next 24 months at current rates. Commercial recovery is where the upside is. If you own title insurer stocks, the segmentation matters. That's your story. Flow Daily Real Estate. Sources in the notes. Ray out.